What happens to the Christians who are caught up in today's current events? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're answering that question in today's broadcast with headlines from Syria, India, and Costa Rica. Peace is still on the political agenda in Syria following a ceasefire that entered the weekend surrounded by skepticism. It doesn't change much for the more than 13 million Syrians who need help today, and they're not too concerned about the future. Nearly 5 million have stayed inside Syria, while the rest are scattered abroad.
Well, after 5 years of war, it just keeps getting worse and worse, and so a lot of great suffering inside Syria, and that's why people leave.
Christian Aid Mission's Steve Van Valkenburg reminds us that the Syrian crisis is really a two-sided coin.
Even though in our minds we say it's a great tragedy, still there's a silver lining in that there are many, many people within Syria who are now finding the love of Jesus Christ. In the midst of the great crisis within Syria, you see God is still gracious to people.
You can read some of their stories at our website. And while you're there, would you consider sending some help to believers who partner with Christian Aid?
These workers don't have to stay there. They could easily get out. But they're staying there for a purpose because they want to see a harvest.
Switching gears, Voice of the Martyrs recently reported a note threatening Christians was posted at an Indian train station. The posting was from a Hindu radical group telling Christians to convert, leave, or die by 2021. Now, India is ranked 17th on the Open Doors World Watch List, a ranking of countries where Christians are the most persecuted for their faith. So would you pray for protection and strength over India's believers who are facing this pressure? You're listening to Mission Network News. Take a minute to think about this. The highest number of evangelicals in the world is in Nairobi, Kenya. But in the northern and eastern parts of the country, there are still 4 million unreached people. Why? World Mission's Greg Kelly.
Over 90% of all the mission activity in Kenya stops in Nairobi. Everything is within 50 miles of Nairobi as far as the mission activity.
World Mission is breaking the cycle by going to the hard-to-reach areas. In fact, on an upcoming mission trip,
we'll be taking in hundreds of treasures in March into these northern people groups and also over by the border with Somalia so that these people can hear in their own language.
They're thinking about the spiritual aspect, but also the physical. They've drilled 75 wells for people who used to walk miles to get clean water.
We've drilled all these wells, and then when we do the dedication, we distribute dozens and dozens of treasures.
Look for more opportunities with World Mission at missionnews.org. 3 years ago, teens made up almost a fifth of Costa Rica's pregnancies. Beautiful Feet International's Melissa Hyland says it was time to be part of the solution. They opened 3 pregnancy centers to help girls and women with unplanned pregnancies.
We have a program that takes them throughout their pregnancy and baby's first year. So it's almost a 2-year program where they come week by week.
The program also introduces God's word to their clients in the weekly studies.
There are many, many girls and women that will come to a pregnancy center that wouldn't come to a church. We can kind of be that gateway to them, to the church.
As a result,
most of our clients do trust Christ as Savior. Then we do some discipleship with them there, but we always encourage them to get involved with the local church.
They're just looking to be part of the solution, one family at a time. Does this resonate with you? Well, look for links at missionnews.org. And on the other side of the world, Thailand's home to thousands of legal citizens listed as stateless persons. Why? Because birth certificates weren't affordable. And in Thailand, no citizenship means poverty. But Compassion International is changing this by helping families get citizenship on earth and with God. So if you would, pray for the Gospels to work in these lives and for citizenship in Thailand. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. What does it mean to be a child of God? How does that impact everyday life? How can we view ourselves differently? Set Free Ministries is offering the booklet, Who I Am in Christ, as a resource to help you better understand your identity. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.